As legislators debated inside, about 20 people stood across from the state capitol Wednesday afternoon with signs urging lawmakers to fund state services and override any potential vetoes from Governor Dunleavy. It was a quiet gathering compared with many protests during the regular session. Most of the group consisted of former or current state employees like Tony Tangs, who spent 24 years working for the Alaska Marine Highway System.
It's not a pleasant feeling knowing that things could shut down and you don't know how to plan your life. Fortunately, we made it through those times.
Whether or not state workers will make it through this time remains to be seen. An operating budget passed earlier this week, but it's still awaiting Governor Dunleavy's signature. His administration previously warned that he could choose to veto the entire budget. He hasn't yet indicated exactly what he plans to do with the budget before him. Legislators previously managed to avert looming shutdowns in 2015 and 2017, but Minta Montalbo of Save Our State says even when they don't happen, they take a toll.
I can speak from experience that, yeah, everyone's feeling nervous and pretty weary of this cycle of not having a budget and not knowing.
It should come as no surprise that state government employment makes up Juneau's largest employment sector. But over the past 7 years, Juneau has lost 650 state jobs. That's according to Melanie Shivens of Juneau-based research firm Raincoast Data. She says that's about 15% of the local state workforce.
We're losing jobs in Juneau at a rate that's about twice as fast as the rest of the state.
That's impacted Juneau's overall population, which declined for the third time in a row last year. State job losses are one of a number of contributing factors, but Shiven says budget instability also has a direct impact on Juneau's business community, where confidence declined again this year in a poll of local business owners.
We see business owners just trying to batten down the hatches and make sure their businesses are stable rather than being in an expansion mode.
Unions representing state workers are hopeful, but they're also advising members to be prepared even if a shutdown on July 1st doesn't necessarily mean layoffs for everyone. Jeff Casper was also at the rally. He's the Southeast manager for the Alaska Public Employees Association, representing about 1,000 members in the region.
We've got agreements with the administration in case there was a shutdown, that employees would be protected and go on furlough instead of being laid off.
Legislators hope to avoid a shutdown, but whether they have the votes to override line item vetoes is unclear. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel agrees that shutdown threats have costly impacts at a time when the state is already facing budget cuts.
It all adds up, and state government shouldn't waste money. We also shouldn't jerk people's lives around.
Employee contracts require layoff notices to go out a minimum of 10 working days ahead of time, which is Monday. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.